Oriko orders Junko into her bedroom, using a soft yet stern voice. She commands Junko to slowly undress herself, each falling piece of garment revealing a glimpse of Junko's soft, motherly curves as they fall to the floor. Now, laying comfortably on her bed, Oriko motions for Junko to join her, proudly displaying her fully erect futa cock to the nude mother of her enemy while doing so. Embarrassed and naked, Junko still refuses, clinging on to what remains of her dignity. She feels someone shove her from behind, the force of the push making her fall at the feet of the smug, commanding girl laying in front of her. She crawls towards Oriko, feeling that same mysterious person who pushed her now start aggressively groping and grabbing at her naked body. Now on top of Oriko, Junko hears one last order whisper into her ear from behind her. Start riding. Knowing there's no way out, the naked mother does so, inserting the erect futa cock into herself as she starts moving her hips. Oriko looks directly into Junko's eyes the entire time, savoring every moment. Feeling the large sagging tits of the mother riding her bouncy and jiggle off her own pair of supple breasts, just as Junko thinks the nightmare might be over soon, she feels a soft, warm body start putting pressure on top of her. Then she feels it. Another hard, erect futa cock struggles to insert itself into her already stretched-out pussy. Junko starts to heave and moan as both futa cocks find their rhythm pumping and sliding in and out her plump and wet pussy. Oriko giggles, then says, "Kirika, I think she's ready!" The second futa cock slips out of Junko's pussy with haste. "What are you doing?" Junko says nervously.